The Old Testament reading for the Nativity of our Lord is from Isaiah, the 7th chapter. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary me, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and call his name Emmanuel." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle lesson is from 1 John chapter 4. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that he sent his only Son into the world, so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So now we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And please rise for the gospel lesson. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet. "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke from the sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the book, Mrs. Miniver, the author, Jane Strother, described her family Christmas this way. She said, "However much groaned about it beforehand, however much one hated making arrangements and doing up parcels and ordering several days' meals in advance, when it actually happened, Christmas Day was always fun. But I'll warn you, tomorrow can be a letdown." There's a story that in a drugstore, one of the women were already taking down the Christmas display late on the 24th of December. And her co-worker said, "You think they can leave it up until the New Year's, but I guess we got to get ready for St. Valentine's Day." Must be Walmart. Many are too focused on the sales pitch of Christmas. Some don't even know why Christmas is celebrated. But a baby, a son, a child is mentioned many times in the gospel lessons that talk about Jesus' birth. He could have come in full glory and power. He didn't have to come as a baby, but that's how he chose to enter the world. So what can we learn from a child? In one gospel account later in Jesus' ministry, Jesus calls the little children to come sit on his knee. In another place, a child is brought to him with five fish and two small loaves of bread. God revealed himself through his son, a child, who is Christ the Lord. This was to fulfill what was written in Isaiah 9:6. To us a child is born, to us a son is given. You know, when we look at Jesus in swaddling clothes lying in a manger, it's sometimes hard to remember that that's Almighty God Himself that's in that manger. We tend to think more of Jesus as an adult, but as a baby, we think of Him as harmless. But He's still Almighty God and still in control of the entire universe. The Spirit moves us to say, surely it can be none other than the Son of God. Many are not ready for Christmas. Many that very first Christmas were not ready. The shepherds were not ready. They were in their field watching their flocks at night. They were expecting just another cold evening in December. They weren't expecting what happened. There was certainly no joy. Well, I should say the shepherds were filled with joy, but there was no joy in King Herod's palace when he found out that a king had been born in Bethlehem. The star had appeared to the Magi, but were they ready for what they found? They were searching for the light of the world, and that's when the star appeared. Are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready to get down on your knees before the manger? Are you ready to stoop down to the level of a child so that you can see the miracle in the manger? There's an awful lot of playgrounds around, and I understand it's popular in the Chicago area to do. They have a Tiny Tots play area. And for the little kids to get into it, they've got to enter through an entranceway that's probably about this high and has a keyhole in it. And they have to be able to walk upright to get through. See, size matters. If you're too tall, you can't enter. Well, your size does matter. It's called ego. Luke 18:17 says, remember this, Jesus said, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. We need the simplicity and trust of a childlike faith to say, I am a sinner. Daily I fall short of what God expects of me. I don't deserve God's mercy and forgiveness, but I have a Savior. I can't understand all the mystery and wonder of Christmas, how God's salvation can come in this way, but I can believe it. This baby Jesus is my Savior from sin and the Savior of the whole world. I don't usually do this, but I like to have a prayer in the middle of the sermon, so may we please pray. Dear Lord, I need a Savior from the sin that tempts me. Forgive me, Lord, for often devising a God of my own liking and wanting my life on my own terms. Forgive me for the times I have doubted your love for me. Forgive me for not trusting that you know what is best for me. Forgive me for being selfish and impatient. Now, in childlike faith, O Lord, I ask for your forgiveness. I come in penitent, trusting faith in this Christ-like child as my Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Many things weigh heavily on our hearts. Fear and sorrow may keep us from enjoying the true message of Christmas itself, but we can learn an awful lot from children. There's a story of a little girl named Becky whose home life was anything but desirable. Her father was an alcoholic, hardly around the house, but when he was, he fought with her mother, and they were getting screaming matches back and forth, so Becky had to go hide in her room for hours on end. On Sunday, she loved Sunday school, but in particular, she loved the practice for the Sunday school pageant. They were practicing the pageant, and they went back to their classroom from the auditorium, a church with an auditorium, can you imagine? But they went back to the classroom, and the teacher realized that Becky wasn't with them. Becky was still in the auditorium, so the teacher went back for her, and here she is up on the stage by the manger, clutching the baby Jesus and hugging it and singing, Jesus loves me. Becky found a moment of great joy amidst her pain in life. The answer to our failures and imperfections, too, is found in the perfection of Jesus Christ. He is the source of our celebration. Do you still have a childlike faith like this? Can you this blessed Christmas day still come as a child to see the child in the manger, to re-praise Jesus' words, whoever receives the kingdom of God like a child will enter it. With the power of the Holy Spirit, those with faith like a child will want to tell others. When the shepherds had seen Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger, they went and told everybody that they could tell on their way back to the sheep. Story of a little girl who was about to have drastic surgery. It was life-threatening surgery. So the doctor said, before we can make you well, dear, we have to put you to sleep. The little girl said, well, before you put me to sleep then, I have to say my prayers. So she said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. And this I ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. The surgeon was so moved that he hadn't prayed for 30 years. He went home and prayed the same prayer the little girl had. A simple child, but not so simple results. So I would say, give yourself to him as the shepherds did, because he gave himself for us on the cross and paid for your eternity and mine. By the power of the Holy Spirit, make a Christmas gift of yourself as you tell others how Christmas is fulfilled in your eternal salvation through the wondrous child. Martin Luther wrote in one of his sermons, a Christmas sermon about the shepherds. He said, this is wrong. We should correct the passage to read, they went and shaved their heads, fasted, prayed their rosaries, and put on cowls. In other words, they joined a convent or a monastery. Instead, we read, the shepherds return. Where to? To their sheep. The sheep would have been in a very sorry way if they had not. What does this teach us? We need to go back to our homes, to our neighbors, to our jobs. The sheep are waiting for us. Tell them of the Christ child who was born a Savior for them. Show them what it means to be forgiven. Explain like a child what the Savior has done for you and us as a human race. Through the actions of this little child, a Savior was born, and the gates of heaven were opened. So may the peace of God, which is above all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds focused on Jesus Christ to life everlasting. Amen.